And blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. Wumi Ademola here, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Living life by the power of the Holy Spirit begins with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. At salvation, God forgives you of your sins, but at the baptism of the Holy Spirit, He fills you with His power. Jesus, speaking to the disciples in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." So until the Holy Spirit comes upon you as a believer, you lack power. Living the life of power in God begins with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. However, as wonderful as the baptism of the Holy Spirit is, it is only the beginning point to a life of power with God. In today's segment of the message, I talk about the second thing that you must do to live your life exclusively by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. It is truly a life without limits. Take a listen and be blessed.
There are two kinds of gifts God wants to give us. He wants to give you the gift of salvation. If you have given your life to Jesus, you have the gift of salvation. But not only that, He wants to give you the gift of His Holy Spirit, which is also called the gift of power. And so up to this point, the apostles only had the gift of salvation. But Jesus was telling them that they were about to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, because without the gift of the Holy Spirit, you do not have power as a Christian. Verse 8, He said, look at what He said in verse 8, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." In other words, until the Holy Spirit comes upon you, though you are a Christian, you don't have power. Though you are a Christian, you don't have power until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The way you and I receive the power of God is by an experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a definite experience. It's not assumed. At some point after you gave your life to Christ, you must ask God, like Luke 11:13 says, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And He will give you. And this is how it's evidenced, with the gift of speaking in tongues. Now, somebody may ask, do I have to speak in tongues to know that I'm baptized with the Holy Spirit? Well, we have the scripture as a precedent. Every single place where people were baptized with the Holy Spirit, including Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 8, go and read it when you get home, Acts chapter 18, Acts chapter 19. Every time they were baptized with the Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongues. It's just the evidence of that gift. And so, it's for you. And that's the beginning point to a life of power. If you are a Christian, you are not baptized with the Holy Spirit, you will go to heaven, no doubt. Because that's not a qualification for going to heaven. To go to heaven, you just need to be born again. However, to live a life of power, to live a life in which the Holy Spirit directs you and empowers you, it begins by being baptized with the Holy Spirit. And if you've not received that precious gift, today is your day in the mighty name of Jesus. Like I shared with you last week, it's very easy to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, because God is more than willing to give you. I shared with you last week how I received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Nobody laid hands on me. Now, sometimes people lay hands on you and you receive the gift. Sometimes you receive the gift even while somebody is preaching to you, like the case of Cornelius. But in my case, I received it by just asking God in faith, "Lord, I want the gift of the Holy Spirit." And then I began to worship God, because the Bible says when you believe God has done something, you thank Him in advance. I began to thank Him. Thank you, Father, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And at some point, as I was thanking God, my language changed from English to a language I had never spoken in before. Initially, it was not fluent. It was like monosyllables. But as I grew in God, as I grew in His Word, as I continued to fellowship with Him, my tongues became more fluent, to the point that today I can pray in tongues for a considerable length of time. And so I encourage you today, listening to me, and know that you have not experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Go for it. Tell your neighbor, say, go for it. It's for you. Nothing mysterious about it. Say, Father, just give me the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord will do so in Jesus' name. Second step to power. I said you must be full of the Holy Spirit. You see, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not a once and for all affair. If you read the book of Acts over and over again, the apostles were being filled over and over again. After Acts chapter 2, the first Pentecost, two chapters after, we were told that after they were praying, God filled them again with the Holy Spirit. So this is not something that happens just one time. Some people will say, oh, they will give good accounts of amazing baptisms they experienced. I've heard of some people that when God baptized them with the Holy Spirit, for a full day, they could not speak any other language but speaking in tongues. However, it's not just a one-time affair, because some people like that, if they don't stay filled with the Holy Spirit, they may have been baptized some years back, but they are not walking in power today. Some people, even listening to me now, because the Lord told me as I was preparing this message that there are going to be some people in this sanctuary this morning that they are not where they used to be. They used to be very hot with God. They used to be able to pray in the Spirit for a long time, but they are not there anymore. It's because you need to keep being filled. You can't slack. And how do you keep being filled with the Holy Spirit? That's what Ephesians 5:18 says. It says, keep being filled with the Holy Spirit. You keep being filled with the Holy Spirit by keeping in the Word of God, keeping in prayer, keeping in worship. Make it a daily continuous affair, keeping in fasting. You need to make fasting part of your lifestyle, not just when you need a breakthrough. Once a week, you need to find you fasting and seeking God for His power in your life. And when you do that on a regular basis, you can never be dry. God will keep filling you up. I mean, look at it. When I bought my car, I think most dealerships are like this, but when I got my car, it was full to the brim. The tank was full as it was being driven out of the dealership. And that was like, what, about 4 years ago? Am I still running on that gas now? So how do we expect baptized with the Holy Spirit 4 years, 3 years ago, do not fill up and expect to still flow in that same power? No, every day you need to keep filling up. I have filled up my own car so many times since 4 years ago. And so as a Christian, we need to keep filling ourselves up on a daily basis. And that's how we maintain the flow of power in our life. Tell your neighbor, say, keep filling up. Now today, in the few moments that we have left, I want to begin to talk about the third step. You know, I told you there are three steps. The first step, you must be baptized. Second step, you must stay filled with the Holy Spirit. And the third step is this, people of God, you must know how to flow in all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Say it after me. Say, I must know how to flow in the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. The nine gifts that are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The third thing you need to do. You know, the Lord told me, He said there are many Christians who are baptized with the Holy Spirit, no doubt, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. There are many Christians who, as they keep themselves full of the Holy Spirit, they study the Word of God, they pray, they fast. However, because they don't know how to flow in the nine gifts of the Spirit, because they have certain misconceptions about the nine gifts of the Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians 12, they are still limited in the extent to which they can experience God's power. Because as you are going to discover, I will teach you, not today, but these 9 gifts of the Spirit are for your benefit. God has given us the 9 gifts of the Spirit so that we don't live ordinary lives. There was a man of God, Noble Hayes. He's the same businessman that I told you never ever lost a business deal. Why? Because this man knew how to flow in all the 9 gifts of the Spirit.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end it all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org. I wanna know.